This is Tiffany Edwards Hunt with Big Island Chronicle, and I'm meeting with Prosecutor-elect Mitch Roth. We were just discussing drunk driving and the enforcement of that here on the island, and you were just getting into something that you're wanting to implement. And what is that, Mitch?
Well, I think what we're talking about is making sure, especially in these negligent homicide cases and these big cases, that we're getting them through the system a lot quicker. Where we can arrest and charge, I believe that we should be doing that rather than waiting for all the pieces of the puzzle to come in. If we believe that we have, one, the person's got to be guilty. If we believe the person's guilty, we don't believe the person's guilty, we shouldn't be charging anything. Nobody wants to convict an innocent person. And I'm not saying we're doing that. The second part of that is, as a prosecutor, we have an ethical duty not to charge cases we don't believe we can prove beyond a reasonable doubt.
That seems to be used as a crutch.
Sorry,
to be insulting about your office, but
I don't think it's used as a crutch, but I don't think it should be used as we have to have every single piece of the puzzle in. If we have most of the puzzle in, we know that the other pieces of the puzzle are coming in, but the pieces that we have, we can prove our case with. I think we should go forward and put a little trust in the police that they're going to follow up on some of the things. The labs, for example, with the blood. If the blood's been taken, but we've smelled alcohol in the breath, or we have a hospital test showing that there's blood, I don't think we need to wait, until everything comes in. We know that we have enough at that point.
I know you probably can't talk about specifics, but there is that Honoka'a case where you had a guy who was allegedly driving with a suspended license, killed two women, goes to court, gets released pending further investigation. The general public gets enraged by stuff like that. There is an explanation, and maybe you can give it in a general sense, but is that what you're talking about changing? Is letting people roam free while you collect the evidence? How long?
The last thing I want to do is comment on a case that is going through investigation or through prosecution.
Sure, hypothetically speaking.
But cases that we've had in the past where we've had enough evidence and the cases stay out there for, a couple of years or a year and a half. Now, I know about Aaliyah Braden's case. I don't know what facts they had that night to show how much alcohol was on the breath. So it wouldn't be fair for me to comment, but how long did Mr. Braden tell you it took to charge that case?
Oh, I don't recall the specifics of that. I mean, he generally just has a feeling of rage about the entire process.
So I know that there's cases that stay out there much too long. And the way I look at this is, if your family member was killed, how long is too long before we start the case going through the system? And I look at going through the system as either he's been arrested and charged or indicted. That's when the system starts for me, not when he,
Of the positive cases was Ted Braxton, which was yours. What went right about that that could be applied to other cases? We'll just let it ring.
I think a lot of things actually went right about the Braxton case. We decided at the time of the incident that we were going to arrest and charge because they had someone who was obviously intoxicated. Mm-hmm. And rather than waiting for the blood to come back, we felt we had enough to go forward at that time. Now, I could have waited. I could have said, I had the pager that night, so the call came directly to me. I could have said, what we do in these situations is we wait until all the evidence comes in, and then we make a charge. If I did that, it probably would have taken about 5-6 months before it was on a deputy's desk for a charging decision. And I looked at that and said, this is wrong. We had actually had a case about a week before where we had a person arrested and charged. And I got a call from the ER, from the trauma nurse coordinator, Louise Fincher, saying, this is wrong. We can't let this guy walk. And I said, well, what's going on? She told me about this person who was drunk, killed some people, and said, why is it that we can't do it? And it really made me